Case number 13047, Keystone Novelties Distributors seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale. Sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest of Sussex Highway at the intersection of Sussex Highway and Chipman's Lane. The 911 address is 30702 Sussex Highway in Laurel. The zoning district is C1. Tax map is District 232, map 12.20, parcel 34. Do not have any letters of support or opposition, and we just have one mail return.
Sir?
And you need to state your name again for the record.
Yep. Name is Maxwell Bushong, reside at 75 Raven Crest, Peckway, Pennsylvania.
And just for the record, Mr. Bushong has already been sworn in this evening. May proceed.
Okay, so this property here, this property's nice because we're able to place the tent in the grass area of the property. There's a large grass parcel where the tent is identified in that plot map. The nice part about that is we're able to stake the tent all the way around, which provides for greater security. We've always prefer stakes over weights. So that's just something to note here for this case. This sits right along Sussex Highway. I do not anticipate it would provide any adverse traffic effects to the existing business. The existing business is actually an inn. I visited this site personally and has fairly low traffic volume. I would not anticipate any disturbances to guests or management or anything of that nature. There is a large, the parking lot itself is fairly large, so there's plenty of spaces for our customers to park. Same as the previous case proposal, I wouldn't anticipate a large amount of traffic volume throughout the course of the day. 3 or 4 parking spaces on average, I would say. Similar situation here with regards to a security standpoint. You will see there's no storage unit outlined here as well, but should one be requested by the operator to pack up at night, we will provide one. The generator is placed 25 feet away from the tent, yet again on this map, for interior lighting to be used, from the dusk hours until they close around 10 p.m. every night. Fairly concludes the presentation for this one.
Questions?
I can speak on this one. This is where I'm from, and where that tent location is perfect spot. All the local boosters and Roartan Club and all of them do their chicken lunch sales and everything at that spot, and there's never a traffic problem at all, so it's a good spot.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you.
Sure. Yeah, just a couple. How long are you seeking for this one?
I would request a one-year approval for this one since it's our first year.
And is this, what else is this site used for? We don't have that in the record, so I just want to clarify.
It's an inn or a hotel. Relax Inn is the name of the establishment.
Are we still looking for the same June 21st to July 4th?
Yes.
Operation? And 3 days before, and then tent down by the 10th?
Yes.
No noise issues like with this that we're aware of?
No.
And the hours of operation still 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Approximately, yes.
And I think with the prior one you mentioned, there would be generator, porta potty, and the tent. Is that what all the things that we're looking on this one?
That's correct.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Anyone present to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present to speak in opposition to this case? Anything from the board? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 13047 for Keystone Novelty Distributors and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13046 for Keystone Novelties Distributors for the requested special use exception, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of this motion, I move that the approval be valid for 1 year and that the restrictions that were placed on the previous case of 13028 would, no, 13046 would apply to this case also.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Voting aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Lovengov?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye too, sir. Case of five to, or a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Next case?